Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 58613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Nun Zayin, Chulin 57a, pagination is 113. We have at the start of the Amud, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, about four lines down, a statement from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Skip a line, the second part of the statement, Shemutas Yerech Ba'ov Terefa, a dislocated thigh bone in a bird is a trefa, is non-kosher. That's a significant ailment that we have to recognize. If you take a look at midway on the Amud, maybe a drop below that, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna, in contrast, stated in the name of Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'ov Kesheira, a dislocated thigh bone by a bird, is kosher. Both of these are in the name of Rav. Amale Rabba Bar Bar Huna L'Rav Huna. The question was posed to Rav Huna, who said in the name of Rav that it's kosher. V'Rabbana Da'osu Mipumpadisa. The rabbis who come from Pumpadisa Amru, they say, Rav Yehuda Mishmei D'Rav Amar Shmutas Yerech Ba'ov Terefa. It's a well-known statement. Rav Yehuda quoted Rav that such a dislocation would make the animal treif. So how can you say it's kosher in the name of Rav? Amar Lebri, he said to him, my son, Nahara Nahara Upashte. The rivers are all rivers, but they flow differently. And similarly, there are different approaches, and they're both acceptable. And the way Rav Yehuna understood it is that Rav held that it's permitted, and that's why he quotes him as such, but that when he was in the place of Pumpadisa, where they were strict in this regard, so he kept quiet because Nara Naro Pashte, because every place has its own approach, and as long as it's within the framework of Torah, it's a stringency. It's okay. That's fine. Again, if it was a stringency, that would be way off. He presumably would have objected, even in Rav Huna's approach, but he held that it was a stringency that was acceptable. So we have in the name of Rav Yehuda that Rav held it's prohibited. We have in the name of Rav Huna that in the name of Rav that it's permitted. And Rav Huna holds that's really what Rav held, but when he was in Pumpadisa, he tolerated, he respected the local custom to prohibit, but it's merely a stringency. We do not follow that approach as we see the Gemara unfolds. Moving on to Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the wide counting up, we have a statement that Shmutas Yerech Ba'ov Kesheira, that this ailment of dislocation of the thigh bone should indeed be kosher. V'tarnagolos ha'isal l'Rabbi Chanina shenishmeta yerech shalah, and Rabbi Chanina had such an incident in one of his chickens. V'hevi'o lefnei Rebbe, and he brought it in front of Rebbe, v'hitiro lo, and he said it's permitted. U'molcho Rabbi Chanina, and he salted it to preserve it. Original lab work. V'hava mori bo halacha l'talmidim, and he would use it as a prop to teach the students, zehitili Rebbe, zehitili Rebbe. It's a permitted. And that's the approach that Rabbi Chanina used to quote. Says the Gemara v'les hilchasa k'chol hanishmaitza, we do not paskin like all of these statements, elaki ha, but rather like the following. Deshol Rabbi Yosef ben Nehorayas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The question was posed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kidiras kone bekama. How much of this trachea should be missing that eventually it should be classified as non-kosher? The word kone over here refers to the windpipe, the trachea. Omar lo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered, Mishnah Shlema Shaninu. It's an open statement. We know it's a Mishnah. Ad ki iser ho italki, like the Italian coin called an iser. that size. Amalo. So Rabbi Yosi ben Horai objected and said, "V'halo Rochel achas haisa b'shechinosenu." We had a sheep in our area, in our resident neighborhood, shenik darkone shala, that its trachea had this cut, va'asula kurumim shalkone, they made some sort of patch of reeds, v'chaisa, and the bird lived. Amalo and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi responded, and this is what our focus is, v'al da'at samich, you're relying on that therapeutic intervention that you just described. I have a different type of treifa I'd like to discuss with you, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. I'd like to discuss with you the dislocated thigh bone of a bird. It's widespread, accepted in the Jewish world that it's treif, that it's not kosher, and that's all we needed from this story, but we're going to continue the story. He's stating openly, there's no question that it's not kosher, the dislocated thigh bone, and he's making a comparison. V'tarnagola saisala l'Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta had indeed a tarnagolas, a chicken, shenishmeta yarech shala, that it had this dislocation, va'asulo shifo feres shalkone, and he made a splint out of a tube of reed, v'chaisa, and the animal lived. So, again, an example of intervention. Now, just to be clear, the word kone over here, and in the other patch case, is a reed. And it's a borrowed term, just like kash, meaning straw, as in that which grows from the ground. The word straw, they use a plastic straw, is also called a kash. And even in English, we could wonder, the same word. It's a borrowed word, and it means two different items. So the word kone is a reed, it's hollow, which the windpipe as well functions in that way. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi continued and said, we know that this is a treifa, and they did some sort of therapy support to it, and it lived. What do you have to say? It lived, sounds like it's not a treifa. If it lives for 12 months, it's not a treifa. Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Hava. Must be people recording that remarkably it's living, but it didn't live for 12 months. It was recorded anecdotal during 12 months. But if you would be academic, scientific about it, you would have never recorded such a thing unless it was after the 12-month threshold, because before 12 months, it doesn't prove anything. Hachanami Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Hava. It was within the 12 months, and therefore it doesn't prove anything. So again, he started off with the question of Kediras Kana Bekama. The story began with the trachea missing, and they did some therapy and it lived. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, watch how they bring a proof from Shemutas Yerech Be'of. I'm sorry, the Gemara says, watch how Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brings the proof from Shemutas Yerech Be'of. And you see, to him, this was clear that Shemutas Yerech Be'of is totally treif. How could it possibly live? Must be it was within 12 months. And you see from that as well that he was learning totally differently than Rav Huna, who held that it was a stringency for those who were machmir. It's not a stringency, because if it was a stringency, it could very well live more than 12 months, because fundamentally it's not treif, just we're being machmir, we're being strict. It must be they really held that it was treif, and therefore it would not have lived for 12 months, and therefore the story of this support must have been occurring within 12 months. Bottom line for us it was clear to him that Shmutas Yerech Ba'of is treif. The Gemara continues, and once we're on these topics, that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta made a splint. Amru Olav Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Sha'askan b'divarim hoya. He was a person who experimented. He was adept. He was inquisitive. Vahaya osa davar, and he did something once to prove whether a bird that lost its down is treif or not. He purposely put it in a warm place and he wrapped it properly and showed that it grew back and that it was strong. And he was an out of the box, out of just the Beis Medrash type of personality. The Gemara cites another example of this. Ma'isken b'dvorin. What does it mean? He's an experimenter. We're probably about 20 or 25 lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Amar Rav Mesharshia. Rav Mesharshia says, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Lech el namala otzel. Go to the ant, you lazy one. Re'ed derecheh v'chakom. See its ways, you'll become wise. Asher ein lo katzin shoter moshel. It doesn't have a ruler. Tochen bekayitz lechama. Nevertheless, it is constantly gathering produce. In the words of the Medrash, even though it has a limited lifespan, maybe Hashem will be gozer upon me and grant me additional life. And that's a fascinating insight, maybe. Too many people use the word maybe to be lazy. And if you have someone who uses the word maybe in an optimistic way, maybe I'll be zocha, maybe it will work. So then person is industrious, and at least on some of the things, it indeed comes to fruition far more than if a person didn't try. Omar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta said, Ezel Echzi, I want to see this. I want to understand this. What did Shlomo HaMelech mean when he says, Leichel Namala Otzel, go to the ant and see that it doesn't have a ruler forcing it to do, and nevertheless it does industriously? The Mefarshim wonder, was he doubting the words of Shlomo? And I think it's clear. He wanted to see what it means. Sometimes the greats speak in enigmas. They don't mean necessarily every ant, just like not every orev, raven, crow, abandons its young, even though we have a tradition, levnei orev asher yikrou, that some species does abandon. But he wanted to know what the pasuk means. Amar ezel echsi, I want to see what happens. Also, but Kufas Tamuz, he went when it was very hot. He spread his cloak over an anthill so that it got it cool. Nafakas Achad Minaya, one of them came out, saw that it was cool, and invited his friends to come out. And he had already marked, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta marked that ant that's going to be bearing the news. And all the ants came out when they were notified. He pulled away the cloak, so it got hot suddenly. So the ants realized that they were tricked, so they killed the ant that was the informer for tricking them. Amar Shema Mina, he had a proof from here, Leslehu Malka, they don't have a king, because if they had a king, they would have had to consult before they killed this ant. And the Gemara deflects the proof. They say maybe there's such a rule among the ants from the king, or maybe it's between kings, or maybe the king was among them and gave the authorization quickly. In any case, we see therapies and field work in our Gemara. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.